Jill. How are you doing? I didn't get a chance to talk to you after church on Sunday. Oh, it's you, Alex. Things are so hectic. I have all this stuff going on. My kids are in every direction, and the bills are piling up. I feel like I'm drowning sometimes.
Wow, Jill, I know how you feel. I used to feel stressed out like that all the time. But then I found the scripture in John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. You know, I realize that God has more for me than just to get by. He loves me, and he wants to bless me. You know what? I've never thought of it like that before. I know he loves me, but are you saying he wants me to have peace too?
Yeah, not only that, he wants you to prosper.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." You know, I've heard those verses before, probably multiple times, but I never truly understood them. I know God loves me, but I realize I was trying to do things on my own and not letting him be in charge of my life and not trusting him to control my life.
You know, Jill, it's all about our relationship with him. We can know about him and just try to get by on our own accord. But when we put him in charge and put our trust in him, we can live peaceful, wonderful lives. God is a fun God. He put us on this earth to live fun and productive lives.
Wow, thanks, Alex. I will trust in God more. I never thought of God as being fun. I just assumed he was in charge of the whole universe and never really part of my everyday life. Thank you so much. I have some changes to make in my walk with the Lord.
Well, don't thank me. This is all God's words just flowing through me. He loves you and he wants to lead you in paths of righteousness for his namesake. He wants to have a relationship with you. Thank you for being usable and letting God speak through you.
I have to go, but I so look forward to seeing you soon and talking to you.
Goodbye, and have a blessed day. Remember, he loves you, and he wants to be included in every part of your life. I hope to see you next Sunday.